This is Akashwani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar today said that the partnership between India and Japan contributes to enhancing strategic stability in the Indo-Pacific. Addressing the 8th India-Japan Indo-Pacific Forum in New Delhi, Dr. Jayashankar added that India-Japan partnership must focus on leveraging strengths, bolstering supply chains, and investing in artificial intelligence, semiconductors, critical minerals, clean energy, and space. The External Affairs Minister mentioned that as two major democracies and maritime nations, India and Japan have a larger responsibility towards the Indo-Pacific, and the Indo-Pacific Oceans Initiative has the potential to advance contributions.
Our partnership that has deepened so much in the last few decades has greater value than ever before. It serves to enhance strategic stability in the Indo-Pacific and contribute to the economic one at a global level. Maintaining a free and open Indo-Pacific is a stronger imperative, but also a more complex challenge. Our bilateral relationship responds to the changing global scenario, and that is reflected in the deepening of cooperation across multiple domains.
All arrangements have been put in place for the first phase of assembly elections in Bihar. 121 constituencies spread over 18 districts will go to polls in this phase tomorrow. Fate of 1,314 candidates will be decided in the first phase. More than 3 crore, 75 lakh voters will exercise their franchise in this phase. Districts where polling will be held in the first phase include Patna, Darbhanga, Madhepura, Saharsa, Muzaffarpur, Gopalganj, Sivan, Saran, Vaishali, Samastipur, Begusarai, Lakhisarai, Munger, Sheikhpura, Nalanda, Buxar and Bhojpur. Campaigning for this phase ended yesterday. The second and last phase of polling will be held on the 11th of November. The counting of votes will be taken up on the 14th of this month. The 556th Prakash Guru Parab of the founder of Sikhism, Sri Guru Nanak Dev Ji, is being celebrated with religious fervour. More from our correspondent.
In Punjab, a large number of devotees are paying obeisance at Gurdwaras across the street. Gurdwara Ber Sahib at Sultanpur Lodhi, where Guruji attained enlightenment after meditating under a jujube tree for 14 years, 9 months and 13 days, and Shri Harmandir Sahib Golden Temple in Amritsar are beautifully decorated. Devotees started visiting the holy places from India and abroad since early morning. Langars are being served in Gurdwaras and across the street, and recitation of Gurbani Kirtan is going on. Rajesh Bali, Akashwani News, Jalandhar.
President Draupadi Murmu and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have extended their greetings to all fellow citizens on the occasion of Guru Nanak Jayanti. In Uttar Pradesh, the holy city of Varanasi will celebrate Dev Deepavali today. The event coincides with Kartik Purnima when lakhs of diyas illuminate the riverfront, symbolizing divine celebration and devotion. Dev Deepavali, meaning the Diwali of the gods, is celebrated on Kartik Purnima, 15 days after Diwali. White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt has said that U.S. President Donald Trump feels very positive and strongly about the bilateral relationship between India and the U.S. She was responding to a question on India-U.S. ties yesterday. She added that she knows that President Trump has a great respect for Prime Minister Narendra Modi and they speak pretty frequently. On the trade negotiations, White House Press Secretary Leavitt revealed that President Trump and his trade team are in serious discussions with the Indian side. In Philippines, at least 66 people have been killed, while hundreds of thousands fled their homes as one of the strongest typhoons this year ripped through the country. The typhoon, Kalmeghi, locally named Tino, has weakened since making landfall early yesterday, but has continued to bring winds of more than 130 km per hour. The IMD has forecast heavy rainfall with thunderstorms and lightning at isolated places over Tamil Nadu, Puducherry and Karaikal today. The Met Department also predicted thunderstorms and lightning over Andhra Pradesh, interior Karnataka, Konkan, Goa and Madhya Maharashtra. And that is the end of this news bulletin.